Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Connor.
And today we are talking about a topic that Connor and I have no interest in right now. Is that true?
Yeah, not really.
Not really, yeah. Not really. We are talking, of course, about job hopping.
Mm-hmm. Like when you go to a job and you hop like a bunny?
You hop like a bunny, hop like a frog to a new job.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
so
yes.
The key here is that you are leaving your job, something that Connor and I do not want to do,
no.
To go find a new one.
Right, exactly. So we have a dialogue between Topher and Chris.
Okay, and who's job hopping here?
Well, it looks like Topher. He is the one interested in job hopping.
Okay, so let's see what Topher and Chris have to say.
Sounds good.
Hey, Chris. I'm thinking of quitting my job to find something more flexible.
Really? You just started there a year ago. Are you sure you're not job hopping for a pay bump?
Yeah, and I'm not getting antsy or anything. The job just doesn't give me any autonomy.
I hear you, but this is the second time you've quit after a year. Potential employers aren't going to like a resume peppered with different jobs.
Well, I agree. But on the other hand, loyalty doesn't pay off either. I could negotiate a better deal at a new company.
That may be, although if you stick it out with your current employer, you've got the edge over external candidates filling positions there.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that, actually. Don't get me wrong, showing commitment is important to me.
The other thing is that you may not get variety, but you'll become more vested in the future's success if you stick around.
That's true, as long as you don't get complacent.
If you're feeling like that, you can talk to your manager and see how you can shake things up or take on new responsibilities.
Maybe I should give this a little more thought.
Good idea. Nobody said navigating a career path was easy. Alright, so we just heard that dialogue, and it sounds like Topher is looking to quit his job because he wants something more flexible.
Yeah, flexible. Love mm-hmm. this word.
Yeah, like he does yoga, right?
Yoga makes you very flexible.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, it's just when you're able to change easily. It could be like my schedule is flexible.
Yeah, for sure. Or just I can be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you're making an agreement with someone, like, hey, Connor, do you want to do this or do you want to do that?
Oh, I'm easy.
I'm easy. I'm flexible.
I'm flexible. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, like agreeable almost.
It's the word that comes to my mind is bend.
Bend.
Right? Because you can bend rules. Mm-hmm. We talked about yoga before. You can bend your body in mm-hmm. interesting ways.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good analogy.
But not a lot of people want flexible jobs. They want the high salary, mm-hmm. lots of hours. Topher is not one of those people.
Right. But Chris is wondering if he is. So he asks them, are you sure you're not just job hopping for a pay bump?
Okay, so job hopping, at this point, I think we all know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention, guys, because we do not say jump
right.
jobs.
Yeah, jump jobs, job jumping, no.
No, it's hopping, always hopping.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason job hopping has been brought up in this conversation is because we're talking pay bumps.
Right, pay bump. This is when you get an increase in your salary.
Yeah, a bump is usually an increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get bumped up like on an airplane.
Oh, yeah, bumped up to first class.
Yeah, that happened to me once. Actually, that was very nice.
Really?
Yeah, they double booked my seat.
Oh.
So they asked me, would you like to go to business class? Yep, I think so.
Yeah, let me think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, it sounds like Topher is not really, he's not too antsy about this. He's not getting antsy about this.
Right, antsy. That's like, yeah, if you can imagine you have ants in your pants.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like you're getting worried, nervous, you got to move, you got to do something.
Well, what are you going to do if suddenly you guys discovered you had lots of little bugs inside of your pants?
Yeah.
Do you think you could sit still?
Probably not.
While they're all crawling all over you?
Probably not. So it's that feeling, oh, I got to do something different.
Yeah. It's kind of nervousness too, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
You got to move or you're kind of fidgety about something.
Yeah, for sure. But that's not Topher here. He just wants more autonomy.
Yes. Okay, Topher, I understand you.
Mm-hmm.
Autonomy.
Yeah. So let's look at the pronunciation here. So it looks like the word automatic, but we pronounce it differently.
It's a little bit, different. It's autonomy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you stress the second syllable, autonomy.
But more importantly is the meaning, of course, right? So auto is self.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nomi?
Nomi, yeah. This is from the old Greek word. It means law, actually. Yeah.
So, I mean, in this case, in like a political sense, mm-hmm. autonomy is the ability to kind of write your own laws.
Yeah, like a country can self-govern.
Sure,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. In China, there are lots of places that are called, what, SARs?
Okay, yeah.
Special Autonomous Regions.
Okay, yeah.
So that means that although they're still controlled by the central government, they have certain rights and privileges that autonomy grants them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we use this for people, too, now. It's like when you just don't need any outside help.
I don't need any help, mm-hmm. and I also have the power to kind of go my own way.
Sure.
Or one can go one's own way.
Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, we just kind of need that, right?
For sure. I mean, of course, there are some of us here that we need to have everything spelled out for us, mm-hmm. laid out for us.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Topher is not really that kind of person.
Right. So he's probably had a lot of jobs looking for that. And as a result, he's got a ton of jobs peppered on his resume.
Okay. I like this peppered.
Yeah.
Delicious spice pepper is. When something is peppered with something else, it means there's lots of something.
Yeah, like little bits everywhere,
like
right?
Little bits of pepper.
Yeah, little if you sprinkle pepper on something, right?
And I get this, right? I mean, if someone is going to look at a resume where, you know, you worked for a month here and 2 months there, like it's not, they're not going to see any kind of consistency.
Right. They're looking for consistency and, you know, commitment.
Commitment. Yeah,
too,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Now, peppered with in this dialogue does sound kind of negative, mm-hmm. right? He's using it in a negative sense.
Yeah.
But be careful here because we don't have to use it that way.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You could pepper a speech with lots of jokes.
Yeah, people would love that, right? Mm-hmm, if you're going to give a boring speech, hello, ladies and gentlemen. And
suddenly a joke.
Yeah. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
Hilarious, right?
So funny, yeah.
So, I mean, just things like that, peppering your speech with jokes. I mean, I always told a lot of friends back in China, if you want to sound more like a native speaker, you need to pepper your speech with a lot of light.
Like
whatever, you know.
He was like,
you know.
Yeah. It's like,
you know.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. I'm a native speaker. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So, yeah. I mean, the whole point is you don't want to say those things all the time. Just like in a speech, you wouldn't want to only say jokes.
Yeah.
It's just that if there's enough little jokes kind of spread here and there, then it's just the perfect amount.
Just the right amount. So you were saying if an employer sees a resume peppered with these different jobs, it looks like that person doesn't have any loyalty.
Yeah, but here Topher's saying, you know, maybe loyalty is not all that great. Maybe it doesn't actually pay off.
Payoffs, right. So we've probably seen this before. Payoff, it's like some benefit at the end that you get?
Yeah, so be careful here because we often talk about payoff as like actually taking your money and reducing your debt.
Yeah, paying off a loan, right?
Right, exactly. But as Connor mentioned here, it does mean to have a great benefit. You win something.
Yeah, you win something. You work hard, then you get a payoff.
You get a payoff. Yeah, so we can use it as a noun too, right? Mm-hmm. And even as a noun, right, a payoff, a lot of us in life are still waiting for our payoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It could be retirement.
For sure. Yeah.
Right? That could be the payoff. You know, you work
30 years, 40 years, 50 years.
Probably more like 50 years. Yeah, and then you have this great retirement and that, you know, you go travel and take pictures.
Yeah,
that's the payoff.
That's the payoff. Yeah, for sure. And you know what? Chris, he agrees a little bit. He says, you know, that may be.
When I hear that may be, it's usually followed by a but right?
Or here in this case it's an although,
although,
right?
Yeah. So it's like I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yeah.
That may be.
Yeah, that might be true, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the reason why you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And that reason is if you stick it out with your current employer, you've got the edge over other external candidates.
Okay, so that kind of sounds like a payoff in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah. So stick it out. It's like persevere.
Yeah, don't stop
even if it's hard, right?
It usually means it's a kind of hard situation. You know, maybe you just like joined a soccer team and it's really tough and everyone's faster than you, stronger than you, but you really want to do it, so you gotta stick it out.
It'll get better. Like or a relationship too, right?
Yeah, you might be fighting.
Yeah,
right. If you're fighting with your girlfriend or boyfriend, you might think, I'm just leaving, why would I do this?
No, you should stick it out. And that's kind of the difference between stick it out and keep it up, right?
Yeah, keep it up just means keep going.
Keep going. And often if you're doing something good, like your boss says, oh, good work, keep it up.
Right, exactly.
Keep up the good work. Keep
yeah, but
it.
If you were in like a rough patch, you wouldn't say like, keep it up.
Yeah, for sure. And as a result of that, you're going to have or... get the edge over somebody.
Okay, so have an edge or get an edge.
Yeah.
It just an edge here is basically like an advantageous position, right? It's an advantage.
Yeah, for sure. So like if someone's coming in, these external candidates that from the outside of the company, they're probably going to pick you because you're already in the company.
Sure. Yeah.
They know you.
You know the culture. Mm-hmm. They know that they can trust you. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of like other edges that you could have, I'm guessing a lot of you guys probably have a bit of an edge with the great English ability.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, so back to the dialogue here. So one of the reasons that he'll have an edge over someone is because he's shown commitment.
Right, commitment.
Yeah.
Dirty word.
Yeah, so you have commitment in a job, you have commitment in a marriage. Yeah, it's just like you're giving energy, you're giving devotion, right?
You promise yourself. Yeah, I mean, the whole marriage thing, do you promise to love this man forever and ever in sickness and in health? You know, that's a pretty big commitment.
Yeah, and if someone has commitment issues, they might run away from the wedding.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, another way we use commitment is not in such a, important wedding job kind of way. We just use it as like, I have commitments.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just leave today. I have commitments.
It's kind of like an appointment in a way, kind of. Yeah. Like maybe not the dentist, but it's like if you have commitment, I have a commitment this weekend. It's some kind of a special thing that you have to do, like an appointment.
You said you were going to be there. You're volunteering somewhere.
Yeah.
You said you promised that you would be there. Yeah. So you have a commitment.
It's a promise. All right, so that's, Topher admits that that's important to him too. And Chris has another, tip for him. You'll become more vested in the company.
Okay, does that mean they're going to buy him a nice vest?
Well, that may be.
It could, the 20-year vest.
That may be. But, in this case, it's a little different. It's more about like, sharing in the company's interest and kind of, it's like a guarantee, right?
Well, you think about the word invest, right? Yeah. They are related. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in this case, it is a guarantee. It's a guarantee of like future rights.
In
this specific case, I should be very clear. So vested in the future success means that when the company finally either goes public or gets sold, then, the employees will have this sort of future claim on that success.
Yeah, because you put in the work. It could be like stock options or shares or something.
Now I'm not at the level of a big time CEO. I don't know what Connor does in his spare time.
Oh, I'm a CEO at so many companies.
Yeah, I lost count. But I mean, oftentimes when people at the executive level get a new job, they often get stock options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that gives them a vested interest in the success of the company.
Yeah, that's a really good phrase, a vested interest in something.
But there's a condition, and the condition is that you stick around.
Yeah, stick around. It's kind of related to stick it out, but this one's more about just waiting, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, you think about like talk shows on TV, like when they have to go to commercial, they're always going to say like, stick around.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. So it's like you're waiting, you're expecting something.
Yeah.
You know, if your friend's coming, I don't want to stick around for you. You're so late.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Or like what time are you going to stick around to? Like I gotta work early in the morning.
Well, it's a 2 a.m. is okay.
Ooh, geez. I'm a night owl here. Again, so stick it out is usually in a pretty, kind of bad, uncomfortable situation with the promise that it's going to get better. Whereas stick around it's just wait.
You're just waiting. Yeah, exactly. And, Topher, again, he admits this is true, but he says, as long as you don't get complacent.
Okay, so that makes sense because you could wait, for years and years and years in your job, but as you are waiting, you stop having that fire. You stop caring.
Yeah, for sure. Stop caring. It's like when you feel you don't need to try anymore.
Yeah, you just accept things for what they are.
Go through the motions.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and just a quick note here. He says, as long as you, he's not actually talking to Chris. He's just saying it about people. It's a generic.
It's the impersonal.
Impersonal you.
Yeah. I mean, this one is kind of funny because sometimes when I'm talking to my friend, you know, I want to use an expression like this, as long as you don't get complacent.
Yeah.
But I want to be clear that I'm not saying it about him or her,
exactly.
Right? So sometimes it's kind of tricky
to
know, because you could also say, like, as long as one doesn't get complacent. And sometimes that's a safe way. Now, hopefully Chris and Topher here have a pretty decent relationship that you know, he is not going to say, like, what do you mean as long as I don't get complacent? Are you saying I'm, you know, easily...
No, not at all. I'm talking about me.
Right. Yeah. So again, here, you could say, if you really wanted to be safe, you could say one instead of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one thing that you can do if you're starting to fall into complacency is shake things up.
Yes, shake it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what he says here. See how you can shake things up? So it's kind of like you're shaking in a way, like in a metaphorical way, you're shaking up your life, right?
Well, it makes me think about like a snow globe. I'm sure you guys have seen, you know, a snow globe is just, you know, a glass ball that has maybe a house in it and lots of fake snow.
Yeah.
And you can shake it and it looks like it's snowing.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, well, that's really, really nice. And then eventually all of the snow will fall again.
Yeah.
It will settle down.
Mm-hmm.
It will, in a sense, it will become complacent.
Yeah, yeah. So you shake it up. It looks pretty. It's nice.
Right, but also it is changing, right?
Yeah.
So when you are shaking something up, you are fundamentally changing something.
Mm-hmm, yeah, in this case, it would be like a routine. We often use that.
Yeah, yeah, because there's another phrase that's pretty similar, which is mix things up.
Yeah, mix it up. Now, this is not like confuse something. This is a different mix up.
Right.
So don't mix this up.
Ooh, I see what you did there. Very, very nice, very nice. And the big difference is, again, shake things up is a fundamental change, whereas like mix things up, maybe, you know, every night or every week you eat the same thing. Monday is pasta night, Tuesday is taco night, so maybe you'll mix it up by having noodles night.
Yeah, for sure. Like, exactly. If you exercise every morning by jogging, maybe you'll mix it up by, you know, grabbing your bicycle and going for a bike ride.
Sure, doing some yoga and working on that flexibility.
Yeah. So it sounds like, yeah, Chris has given some pretty good advice and Topher's going to think about it. But again, Chris is, he's empathetic. He says, you know what? Nobody said navigating a career path was easy.
That's right. Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Nobody. Not one. Yeah.
So when I see navigating, it makes me think about, you know, 500 years ago, big ships from Europe going all the way around the globe, the great navigators exploring.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're doing here?
Well, it's from that idea, but it's, again, it's like a metaphorical sense here, right?
So you're just
they're
finding.
They're just finding.
Finding a way.
Mm-hmm, yeah, finding your way in life.
Sure.
It's not easy,
Now, there is one other way that we often use navigating or even navigator. Navigator is the like the person who navigates, which is in the car. So usually there's the driver.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
in, you know, way back when, a long time ago, before we had GPS, we just had big maps.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you can't drive a car and look at a map at the same time.
I could.
We all did.
we all did.
It's pretty dangerous. And you're also text messaging and looking at a
that
map.
That was before texting.
Yeah, right. But in any case, the person who is beside you in the car, they are usually the navigator.
Yeah.
They are the ones that will look at the map.
Yeah.
And I suppose now, I mean, they're probably the ones that are putting in the address on the phone so that you can listen to the GPS say, turn right at Connor Street.
Yeah, 100 meters, there is a traffic light. Please stop.
Please stop.
Yeah. So we use this a lot like that in a literal way. We could say, like, if you're in a rough patch in your relationship, you could say, oh, I'm navigating new waters, or it's tough to navigate these waters.
Sure.
It's like a symbolic sense here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, even like just any social situation, a lot of people have trouble navigating social situations.
Yeah, for sure.
What do? I have to shake this guy's hand, but I have to give this guy a fist bump, but I have to, you know, hug this person.
That's usually me. I'm terrible at the fist bumps.
So yeah.
I don't ever know. Can I just shake your hand, please?
Please. Okay, well, how about we try to navigate our way through that dialogue one more time?
All right.
Hey, Chris. I'm thinking of quitting my job to find something more flexible.
Really?
You just started there a year ago. Are you sure you're not job hopping for a pay bump?
Yeah, and I'm not getting antsy or anything. The job just doesn't give me any autonomy.
I hear you, but this is the second time you've quit after a year. Potential employers aren't going to like a resume peppered with different jobs.
Well, I agree. But on the other hand, loyalty doesn't pay off either. I could negotiate a better deal at a new company.
That may be, although if you stick it out with your current employer, you've got the edge over external candidates filling positions there.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that, actually. Don't get me wrong, showing commitment is important to me.
The other thing is that you may not get variety, but you'll become more vested in the future success if you stick around.
That's true, as long as you don't get complacent.
If you're feeling like that, you can talk to your manager and see how you can shake things up or take on new responsibilities.
Maybe I should give this a little more thought.
Good idea. Nobody said navigating a career path was easy. Okay, guys, so we heard the dialogue again. There's a lot of new words in here. You know, for me, job hopping, it's not something... Like, I'm a pretty... I consider myself a committed, a loyal person. Mm-hmm. I try to be.
Right.
But, you know, there have been times where I've moved to a different job.
Right.
Yeah. And that was more circumstances. I never consider myself a job hopper.
Right. So you weren't looking for a pay bump?
No,
or more
never,
autonomy?
Yeah. No. I was moving to Korea or moving back to Canada.
Oh.
Or just, you know, some circumstance.
Right. Well, for me, obviously a pay bump is nice.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But the thing that has always motivated me in looking for a job is autonomy, which we just mentioned. And also, I really like that flexibility.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
flexible hours. Mm-hmm. And I remember with some jobs, they would really sound confused.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I'd stay for, usually in China, I'd stay for at teaching jobs for about a year and a half.
Because
it would always be, you know, after a year, we would do a new contract in which I would say my demands, which are basically, I want more flexibility and more autonomy, to which they would agree.
Yeah.
But then, of course, after about a half a year, those demands would kind of break down.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I would think, well, why should I stick around?
Yeah.
You know, you lied to me or you know, we're not sticking to this agreement. So why, you know, you're not willing to make this commitment.
Yeah.
Why should I?
Yeah. It's tough to like stick it out in a situation like that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what about you guys? Do you know anybody who's like loves to job hop or something like that? And what do you think about this? Are you committed to your company? Or if you're feeling complacent, how are you going to shake things up at work?
Yes. Well, we always appreciate you guys sticking it out with us.
Yeah, that's right. We do. Yeah, for sure.
Don't forget to pepper your speech with something that you learned today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we look forward to reading all your comments. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, guys.